The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's dooley, John Kassir, the voice of The Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. My name is Bones, and as always, I'm joined by Kat and the beautiful, sensational Rob Humphrey.
How we doing?
Hey.
And we are joined by a special guest this week, Ghost.
Hello.
Yay.
Welcome.
Thank you, Kat. Fuck you, Rob.
Oh, hey, I gave you a yay. I could have booed you again.
It was hard again. Yeah, I could feel the sarcasm dripping off of it.
He could have farted on you.
That's true. I would have beat his ass.
Hey guys, I just got to get this out right off the bat. I know we've mentioned our Easter eggs and stuff like that, and they have been great content. They've been usually about a half hour long. This one might run a little more. I don't know. If you're missing out on these Easter eggs, God damn you, man. Like, Rob told us a story about how he farted some teenagers around in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you know what? You got to pay for that, you cheap asshole.
Which you can do at patreon.com/slasherradio. Be sure to support the show. And goddamn, like, not for nothing, man. That shit was funny as hell.
True story.
True story. Damn.
Sometimes you got to take matters in your own hands, you know?
Or to your own ass.
Whatever it might be.
Good Lord. We are here. We are gathered here today.
Wow.
For my birthday pick, guys.
No, boy.
We are recording on my birthday, and
it's not your birthday anymore.
It's still my birthday, damn it.
No, it's not. It's past midnight. It ain't your birthday no more. You're just old now.
In California, it's my birthday.
You're just old. You ain't special.
Fuck. Wow.
That's damn. Happy birthday.
God, why are you such a dick?
That is a fucked up way to look at it. Although,
such a dick. I sent him birthday wishes today on Twitter.
Hardly.
I don't know.
I think saying I hate you doesn't it's not a wish.
But to be fair, Rob isn't the only one that gave me a fucked up birthday wish. Camp counselor Greg said, "So at Mikey's dad is another year older. Bah ha 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 ha. Sucks to be you, old man."
Is he not older than you?
By a bit, I believe.
Yeah.
Damn, Rob and Greg just don't give a shit about my day, man. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I said happy birthday.
And you said you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
No, somebody got to say that.
Like, I just appreciate it. Thank everybody for the birthday wishes on Twitter. That was great. But I feel like Rob seen that and was like, man, fuck this. Like, no.
Yeah, no. We're going to celebrate Mikey? I don't fucking think so.
Well, I've given you every reason to celebrate me because my birthday pick was Halloween Resurrection.
I fucking hate you.
And another reason Ghost is here is because I need backup on this. Because I already know Rob is going to just break my heart today, but I think Kat's going to do it as well.
Before we got Ghost in this episode, though, I was planning on just blindly defending this movie as moral support.
What the fuck, Kat?
Ghost, hurry up. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I'm gone. I'm sorry. I'll leave.
No, this is more honest, though. This is going to be good.
Shit. Damn it, Ghost. Come on.
You were playing Ghost.
One that invited me.
Shit.
I can leave. It's cool. I can.
Hold on. No. Sit there and don't move because you have been causing problems. And you have
no,
some...
I have not.
Yes, uh-oh. You have.
What does she do now?
She's got some splaining to do, man. Our last two horror courts have been about her. No. Ghost, what the fuck are you doing there?
I'm not doing anything. Listen, you guys do not have it in fine print that these are the things that have to go on. Listen, the first one didn't specify. Do I need to pull it up? It said type of movie. So I put zombie. I wanted a zombie movie.
Well, wait a minute. No, it did not say type of movie.
Okay, hold on.
There we go. All right.
Did you put type of movie?
No, I did not put type of movie.
Damn it.
All right, I'm about to look.
She's gonna lose this one.
I might be wrong, but we'll see.
And I'll tell you what, you still had an original sentence of like 73 months, one more than Islanders buddy.
Hey, I talked my way out of that, remember?
Ah, shit, she did.
Yeah, for recording with Rob.
Yeah, having to put up with Rob.
For having to put up with his ass all the time.
Yeah.
All right, I'm scrolling, hold on.
All right. Yeah,
that's a pleasure for her. Are you kidding me? She loves talking to me.
No.
She learns so much.
I hate you.
Kids in the movie theaters didn't love it at all.
No. But once again, she learned how to get rid of noisy kids in a movie theater. If you want to learn, pay us, you fuck. Go over to patreon.com/slasherradio. God damn it. Tired of this shit. I know we've got a lot more people that listen to this show than are signed up for the Patreon. Now, I don't expect everybody to sign up, all right? I get it. Not everybody can afford it. Maybe you don't want to. You know, that's on you. But come on, some of you guys are just cheap as fuck. I got a kid and a dog I have to feed. You want my dog and my kid to starve to death because you're a cheap bastard? I don't think so.
Wow.
The attack beagle?
Yeah, the attack beagle is going to starve to death because nobody wants to sign up for the fucking Patreon.
If no one signs up and the dog starts starving, will you feed it your horror socks?
No.
Why not?
Why would I ever do that? I love my horror socks. Well, these freeloaders can get off their ass and pay some money.
It's great content, not for nothing. Damn.
It is.
I would like if everyone subscribed. Also, my rescue cat has decided that he likes avocado toast. So
oh, boy.
I'm going to get expensive very fast. I apparently have a millennial rescue cat.
fucking hipster cat.
All my dog does is shit on the floor every once in a while. This is bullshit.
Wow. You want your dog to do more than shit on the floor?
It'd be nice if you could do something. Shitting on the floor. So, guys, did you see that I'm right yet?
Yeah, hold on. I'm right. It says comment below with the movie topic you want to be voted on. Topic,
yeah.
Not the movie, the movie topic. I put zombies.
Are you new to this show?
Yeah, listen to the fucking show?
Right?
I am new, I guess. I don't know. I'm not new. I've been around forever, it feels like. But
guilty.
Okay.
Guilty. But you do have a leg to stand on, which you voiced your opinion on. But you know, the fact that we didn't list it, just one pick. But, I mean, it's been how many weeks now? You've seen how it was going. It's one damn pick. And look at what you did.
To be fair, that first one that I commented on was The Omen number 2. I didn't even know there was a first one at the time.
That's your fault.
It is my fault. You know what? You can't be mean to me. I am top tier Patreon here, all right?
Yeah, don't bully our patrons.
I support the show, all right? Unlike these fucks.
Right, bunch of freeloaders.
No, Rob's calling our listeners freeloaders. We can't bring patrons on and then yell at them.
Go over and sign up for the Patreon so you can fuck it up too, guys.
Yeah, help Ghost. Because apparently she talked Chris into doing it.
I didn't talk him into anything. He just went along with it.
We got enough problems with Chris, all right? We don't need people giving him more shit to do, okay? I have a feeling I'm going to have to watch something with a fucking shark in it next month. And yes. Here you are, added to the list.
Oh, no. I will put your next on the list until it gets picked.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kat.
That was my biggest problem, was that your next had no votes.
That, you know, it's a great movie, so you guys should do it.
It's very, there aren't enough crossbow horror movies. And I say that about Hush all the time, but your next got there first.
They did. It's a great movie. Really good.
Hush isn't very good, we learned.
Hey,
I like Hush.
Rewatch it. It won't hold up.
It absolutely won't.
I have
hold up.
Seen it more than once.
Doesn't hold up, does it?
You're an idiot. Just stop.
Hey, The man is wearing a Tom Atkins t-shirt right now. Okay, show him a little respect.
Yeah, which makes him even more of an idiot.
Wow.
I'm so torn on what to do for my birthday pick. There are so many different ways I could go.
Are you going to make Ghost be here for that too?
Probably.
Damn.
I love it. This could be a new tradition, guys.
Is there a Tom Atkins shark movie?
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
I hope to God not.
Rob's on his IMDb right now. This is not good.
How fast can we get Fantabulous made? And do we have Tom Atkins' budget?
I'm sure it's not much. I would enjoy, though, if I could get one request, give him another ass scene, if nothing else, you know?
That was going to be all ass.
Wow.
Tom Atkins.
Just
ass.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Tom Atkins has been in some good movies. You guys are crazy.
I'm not talking about it. So, guys, we gotta pay some Dan the Ballman bills.
Shiny Ballman. Remember, Shiny he was promoted.
Ball. Yeah.
Shit. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Gotty, have you heard from Dan the Ballman?
I haven't.
I don't think you guys are friends anymore.
I don't think we are.
Ow.
Well, he was a work friend, and I don't work there anymore, apparently, so.
Oh, work friend, huh?
We might have lost Dan the Shiny Ballman forever.
Yeah.
He can still listen to the show.
He can still listen to the show.
Yeah. And Dan, if you're not a cheap buck, you can sign up for the Patreon.
Oh, Lord. Go to manscaped.com, guys. Save yourself 20% and free shipping. By using the, what the fuck is our promo code?
Fansided.
Yeah.
Fansided 20 promo code.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
And space themed now.
Yes.
I'm not reading any of that.
Read it.
You don't want to get your rocket ready for launch or whatever the fuck it said.
All right, here you go. Attention, listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston, we do not have a pew problem. I'm supposed to insert space music here. Our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation brand of the Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes into the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity. When you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming, join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. And get your rocket ready for takeoff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Fucking can't believe it. Go to manscaped.com, all right? You can shave your nuts real good. They got the Jason X ball trimmer. You can do it at a bus station. Well, no. Don't do it at a bus station.
Right? No. You just want to meet somebody at the bus station.
Right. That's
all. You can take them back home and clean them up.
You do it before you meet them at the bus station.
Yeah, I mean, you probably could do it at the bus station.
No, I feel like that might be a crime.
Nah, I mean, you can pull it off.
Public indecency?
Not at the bus station. I don't think public indecency counts at the bus station.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's probably right. You probably could pull off doing it at the bus station. Although we do not advise it. As we found out last week, our legal team isn't quite staffed yet. So
yeah.
Don't sue us for that, please.
But yeah, you could probably get away with it there if you wanted to. But yeah, I mean, they've got all sorts of stuff to take care of your danglies, boys. So get over there and get it hooked up.
Yes. I mentioned the Lawnmower 4.0. It has a 4000K LED spotlight. You can turn that bitch on or off whenever you feel like it. They have a 7000 RPM motor.
Sweet Jesus.
And that baby hums. Put it around your nuts, you'll feel safe. They have advanced skin-safe technology. Don't got to worry about snagging your jimmies. And they got everything, guys. Ball deodorant, crop reviver for if you're getting a little... You're sticking a little bit of mud during the day.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep, they will. They'll take care of you nice and good.
Yes, cologne, too.
Ooh.
And you can save yourself 20% and get free shipping. Don't pay full price. And use that Fansided 20 promo code GHOST. Last time you were on, you talked about shaving your nuts. Have you put any more thought into that?
Well, I don't have nuts to shave. However, men, please get it because we love to see you groomed down there. All right. Everyone wants to see you groomed.
You need to get a kit and head to the bus station, Ghost.
Me? Get a kit and head to the bus station? I'm not picking anybody up at the bus station. That's not
best
happening.
Place to meet people, apparently.
Oh, too good for the bus people now.
Fair enough.
Happening.
There's nothing wrong with public transportation.
You won't even take the bus. Don't talk to me about public transportation.
No, I'm not getting on there. Those people.
Rob likes to know that he's the most well-groomed man anywhere.
I'm not getting that. If I had to get on the bus, I would just be like, why don't you people have cars? What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Yeah, go. Where is it? Don't forget to schedule for your liftoff with the new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. The spaceship is here to guide you on your journey to trim your body, balls, butt, and even Uranus. God damn.
That's perfect. I love it. Have you looking like Jeff Bezos' rocket?
Smooth as eggs.
Yeah.
Why do they have smooth of eggs in this read?
I don't know.
Space eggs.
Yeah. It's way better than abort your hairy balls, Buzz Lightyear, that Woody in with Manscaped.
Yeah, that's rough.
And less likely to get you sued by Pixar.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, Pixar, our legal team is not yet staffed. Please do not sue.
Don't worry, I think that would go to the Manscaped legal team.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, then fuck them. I'm just kidding. No.
The Uranus thing was a little off. I haven't tried to shave my butthole with it, but it's been kind of rough, you know? That light ain't going to do you any good back there.
It's time to hump the news with Rob.
He's not a genius.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about books.
Talk about books.
I read a really scary book. My copy of Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke finally came in. And it was horrific. Top 10 most disturbing books I've ever read. Really? Which is a very elite group of books. Very upsetting. I really liked it. It was very good. Eric LaRocca, fantastic writer. I'm also reading The Southern Book Club's Guide to Vampire Slaying.
Oh, I want to read that. I haven't gotten to it yet.
I'm only like 100 pages in, but it is fun. It's a fun time.
I like Grady Hendrix.
Yeah. He's good. Also very good writer. Not as disturbing as Eric LaRocca, but very good.
Yeah, I've only read one of his books. I read My Best Friend's Exorcism, and I really liked it.
I haven't read that one
yet. Not a book I would call disturbing, though.
No, just fun. Just fun time.
Those do sound really, and this is coming from somebody who pretty much never reads. Those do sound very interesting.
We know you hate reading, Mikey.
And everybody does, apparently. that's cool, Kat. Shit.
And I can be done talking about books now. It's just, I was the last one online apparently to read Things Have Gotten Worse. Because my copy took so fucking long to come in.
So now, was that the first one you were saying that was terrifying and all that?
Oh yeah, that it was. Okay. It's only, it's short. It's like a little over 100 pages. Huh. Read it in one sitting and it just like fucked me up a little bit. Read it right before bed, and it's like, oh, geez. Yikes. Oh.
Damn, man. It's crazy that books can make you feel shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just reading it, yeah. That's the seed. I might give that a try. It's not very long. I can knock it out in a good amount of time. And if it's got, you know, something that you could feel. I like being able to feel shit. I really do.
And, then I would highly recommend it. It's a good one. And it's written, it's stylized like a chat log.
Ooh.
So it reads quick. It's only 100 pages and there aren't a lot of words in it, but it's, everyone is effective. Like, seriously messed up book. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I like to feel things too, Mikey. That's why I watch porn.
Oh, God.
Wow.
After I said it, I realized how it sounded, and I'm glad we were able to move on.
Makes me feel a special way.
Thank you for circling back to that, Rob. Good job.
Mm-hmm. You know he's counting on me.
All right, you might as well keep going, Rob, because I know you're going to annoy the shit out of me and my grandmother here. The Walking Dead, season 11, is apparently previewing? It's a trailer preview. Oh, it might be the full trailer. I'm not completely sure, but... There's a portion or whole trailer going to be shown at Comic-Con at home for the show's final season.
Who cares?
Oh, wait a minute. No, the trailer. Okay. The trailer previews 3 minutes of the show's final season.
Ah.
3 minutes?
Not bad for a trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels kind of long.
Hmm.
3 minutes of The Walking Dead can feel like an eternity.
Rob, dude. Oh, jeez. Stop. Listen. How? Like, honestly, how?
There's 3 minutes of nothing happening.
There's Paranormal Activity all over again. When you found out that Shane was knocking boots with Rick's wife, you that didn't interest you at all?
No.
How? No.
Because I didn't care.
What? Unbelievable. Well, all right. Now I gotta let my grandmother listen to this, so I hope you're happy.
Grandma Bones loves me.
I don't think she does. She made fun of Daryl. That's a sin. Moving along. Hopefully you guys will be able to talk more about this than me. It's not really news, but they're still talking about Fear Street.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I know Ghost can talk a lot more about this than I can.
I just watched them.
Oh, you finally watched them, huh?
I did. I finished them. They're fucking phenomenal. I don't know. I don't have a bad thing to say about them. They're just so fucking good.
Man, they're good. I mean, they're not phenomenal.
Rob, stop it.
They're good.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
I'm not ruining it. I'm agreeing. I'm saying they're good. I'm just, you might be overselling them.
No, they're really, really good. It all wraps up really, really well, and they leave room for doing more in that universe.
Ghost, do me a favor. Portnoy the three Fear Street
Portnoy
films.
Portnoy them?
Yeah.
Like,
right now.
As a whole?
1, 2, and 3. Right now, separate Portnoys.
Oh, individually?
Yeah.
That's crazy. To me, it's all one piece.
I mean, it would be helpful for me, though, because I really liked the first one, and then the second one had me not super enthused to the point that I'm still putting off watching the third one.
The third one's the best one.
The third one is probably the best, yeah.
I'll get to
it. I liked it a lot. Yeah, you'll like it.
All right.
I liked all three of them. Portnoy. I would say the first one is like a 7.2.
Too high.
Shut up, Rob. The second one is probably like a 6.9.
Okay, a little freaky, but all right. I like it. Go ahead.
Shut up. And then the third one is probably a 7.9.
No, oh. That's ridiculous.
Yep. I love them.
So, Rob, where are you at with it then?
She's overshooting all of them.
Okay.
Like the first one is maybe a 5.4.
Liar.
Ooh. Well, wait a minute. I seen the first one. That's, you're full of crap. That was.
Thank you.
No, it's like a 5.4.
I'd put it in a high 6, low 7. High 6. But all right. Fair.
The second one is like a 4.8.
Wow. I'm glad we can all agree the second one was a little bit worse.
It was, but I enjoyed it.
It's funny, like, though, because that doesn't seem to be the consensus online. A lot of people seem to like the second one the best.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of worried to watch the third one, because I felt like I was on the same page with everybody about the first one, and then people were talking about how much better the second one was, and I was like, I don't know. And then those same people were like, oh, the third one's perfect, and I was like, I don't know if I trust you anymore.
Now, the third one is like a, it's a 6.4.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, the third one is really good. You should watch it. It's long. I think it's close to almost 2 hours.
I might do that tonight.
I watched it. Did I watch that today? I think I watched it today. Yeah, I did. It was really good. I liked it a lot. It, like I said, it wraps things up, and it's not anything that's too like crazy predictable. But
you guys do have the same scale, though. You know,
who?
Up down. You and Rob.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's up down, up. I guess, I don't know. All right, well, I will sit and watch them. They're just so long, you know? Like,
they're not that long.
You know what I appreciated about the second one, though, is, like, you could get the sense of how Friday the 13th influenced it a lot, like, with the things they did. So I really enjoyed that.
See, I like that.
I like all the... They have a ton of nods to different horror films and franchises and things like that. So I think that's part of the reason I really enjoyed them a lot. Plus, it's nice to have, like, a fresh... take on slashers, I guess. It's not something I've really seen before.
I'm fine with anything not named, what the hell's the name of that stupid show?
What? American Horror Story.
Yeah, anything not named American Horror Story, I'm cool with it. So,
speaking of which, I was going to talk about American Horror Stories
this week.
I can't. I walked out of the first episode. I made it like 15 minutes in and had to stop. Just because I was bored. It wasn't even like I wasn't offended or like I got bored.
But now, wait a minute, Kat. Is that the that new Horror Stories?
Yeah, Stories. Like the new anthology one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the anthology.
Which they couldn't have named it anything else.
It also, it was ripping off, it felt like a bootlegged version of Murder House. Like,
oh my God.
It was so bad. It's like the same premise. They're like driving up to Murder House and there's like a sulky teen who's like picking on her dads because they're not the fashionable kind of gay, and I was like, what am I watching? Like,
the
what
hell?
What is this?
Hard pass.
And I just like left. Just like, nope.
They should have named it American Horror Tales or something, you know?
Something.
Yeah, the fact that they just added like a fucking S. Yeah. It's not just a story, it's stories. Like, the amount of confusion that alone will cause for people is not worth it.
No.
At that point, I'd be like, fuck it. I don't even know what I'm trying to watch. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Marketing team fail.
Yeah.
You know what I watched that was really good? Below Deck.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my shit.
Season.
What other news is there?
It's my birthday. Stop it, Rob. Damn.
It's getting good. The season is hot. Boy.
One day out of 365. One day.
You know what, Rob? Just remember, every time you bring up Below Deck, I'm just going to beat your ass that much harder when I see you in a couple months. So just think of that.
Yeah, no, seriously, this season of Below Deck is not playing around. They're coming in hot. It's crazy already.
I'm bringing my bat.
Why are you guys saying Below Dick like that?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Below Dick.
Anyway. Below Dick selling out. Ghost, I hope you'll be able to help with this more than because Dead by Daylight drops Tomb 8 this Wednesday. Do you know what the fuck that is?
Tome. It's like it's tomb, the thing sorry. Connected. It's Tome. Yeah, connected to the Rift where like you do the challenges. I don't know anything about it. I have opened up Dead by Daylight today, got my 50,000 blood points, and closed the game out.
You have 50,000 blood points?
Yeah.
Doing that now.
I haven't looked at it in a while. I go through phases where I'm super into Dead by Daylight, and then I'm like, get really fucking annoyed at the game, and I stop playing it for a while.
Oh yeah, you know, I go through phases with that too, but mine is just the not fucking playing it because it's stupid.
Mike always complains about that game, but he loves it.
No,
I have not touched that game in a while.
You know what's funny is I saw him on it the other night, and I don't know how. I swear you were on it.
I wasn't on. I can promise you, I was not on that. No, I was not on Dead by Daylight.
You should love it. It's just like Friday the 13th, but better.
Do not say that.
Oh no!
Don't, Rob. This is worse than the whole fucking what's his name Child's Play thing. Stop it. Han Solo, whatever the hell.
Come on. Fucking no. Unnecessary. Wow. Not even the right Star Wars character.
Whatever. I've never seen a Star Wars movie. I don't know.
What?
Never.
I know. He'll never watch them either. What?
I sat in a living room while a Star Wars movie was on once, and I didn't even get through that not paying attention to it. So.
They're good movies.
I'm sure they are.
I mean, the first three, anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Paranormal Activity. Ha!
No. Stuff happens in Star Wars.
So Ghost is pretty much just challenges, or
it's so anytime they release a new tome, it's just like those challenges you do, and then since it's a new one, you get Rift points. If you the Rift is free, you can pay for it and get more content with like the more challenges you do. They came out with some new outfits too, which are Egyptian themed. I don't know, it's fucking weird. But I don't know. I haven't played it in a while.
As long as it's not just challenges, but I just received my 50,000 blood points, and we're done talking about it. Anyway, last up, and certainly not least, the Child's Play trailer came out.
Oh, it looks so good.
Rob, I sent the fucking thing to you directly.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the trailer?
Yep.
Okay, what do you think?
I thought it looked stupid.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
breaking my heart.
Dude, you gotta be fucking. There's no way.
I thought it looked dumb. I was
how?
Like, it just looks stupid, man. I don't know.
It's literally Chucky.
Yeah, but the whole story looks stupid. Everything, it's, I'm not, ugh, they did not sell it to me. This does not look good.
He's doing shit on purpose. Kat, did you see it?
I didn't watch it.
Okay, I didn't think you did.
It looks dumb, Kat.
No, it looks great. It looks like they put a lot of thought into it and effort.
That being said, I am excited to watch it. Like, I'm there, I'm sold, looking forward to the show. I haven't seen the trailer, but...
I'll watch it. I didn't think the trailer looked good.
It's going to be so fucking good, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I just can't wait. I'm going to be very happy to boast that how great it is.
What if it sucks?
It's not going to suck.
All right.
There's zero chance this will suck.
Zero chance?
-5% chance.
Wow. All right.
That's how confident I am, man. That team, other than Seed of Chucky, has not ever let me down.
But the one time they did let you down, it was Seed of Chucky.
Boy, it was fucking Seed of Chucky.
She does have a point.
But they came back strong from that. They came back and said, we're never doing that shit again. And I believed them. So.
Yeah.
They completely ignored its existence. I'm not mad. They know what they did. Quote Kat. They know what they did. And they're not going to do it again. They've shown us that already. So, can't wait. All right, now that I'm aggravated, we're done with the fucking movie. On my birthday. Rob still has to do it. On my birthday.
It just doesn't look good, man. I you didn't make the trailer. I'm not mad at you. I'm not attacking you. I'm saying the trailer doesn't look good.
I might ignore him the rest of the show. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Ha, Rob, with my birthday pick, Halloween Resurrection. Oh, Mr. Humphrey.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I watched a movie.
Yeah, we all watched a great movie.
Can I start by apologizing? Because I don't want to pick on this movie on your birthday. I have some thoughts, but they're not aimed at you. I want
it's
you to
not
know
his
that
birthday.
We're friends.
Yes, it is.
His birthday's over, Kat.
I know someone who knows went to California recently. It's still my birthday.
That's how it works.
That's I guess, yeah. Kat, do your worst, man. Honestly, because I was up in the air when I picked this. I knew I was going to piss Rob off. That was a foregone conclusion. But I didn't know where you were going to land, Kat. And I had a general idea that we were going to be having this conversation.
Yeah.
But... be honest, man. Don't hold back. I want to know what you think about Halloween Resurrection.
Well, now that we have Ghost here to help defend this movie, I do feel a little bit better tearing into it. Remember how in H2O, I was like, the redeeming part was the end? And then remember how this movie started by fucking undoing all of the good stuff from the end of that one?
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. They did.
How? Tell me how.
So they roll it back. First of all, I'm not even going to spend time pointing out how nonsensical the timeline is, where it's like in the car crash, Michael switched clothes with the paramedic. Because it's nonsense. It's like full on nonsense. But also just like the idea that like his arms are moving around, but he can't take the mask off and he can't talk because his larynx is crushed. And like the whole thing was very preposterous to me all the way around. But assuming that it works out, assuming that it makes sense, suspension of disbelief, all that kind of stuff. It takes away that moment. Because what I liked so much about the end was there's that sympathy between, I almost called her Jamie, between Lori and her brother, and then she kills him anyway. She like toughens up, and this movie opens up the whole thing before the credits is just them like, oh, just kidding. She didn't have that moment with Michael because it was a paramedic, and also she killed him. Like, it's just, it was a lot. It undid the one thing that I liked about H2O, and then it got rid of Lori.
But they do in this movie give her the moment with Michael right before she dies, where she kisses his mask for some stupid reason.
That was also on my list of complaints, because I was like, I don't like how it looks like they're about to kiss, and then she kissed him, and I was like, I like that less.
Yeah. My adventure going into this movie was I didn't want to watch it. I was pissed that I had to watch it. I grabbed the Blu-ray from my Halloween collection, and I went to sit down to watch it, only to discover that my son has lost my PlayStation controller, which is what I use to watch Blu-rays. So I had to pay $4 to watch this piece of shit on Amazon, which was $6 too much.
Well, wait a minute, hold on.
You wanted them to pay you $2?
Yes, yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. Dude, how the fuck do kids lose shit that isn't supposed to ever leave the house?
I don't know.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, I don't know, but we can't find it anywhere.
Fuck, did they do that?
It's not that he can't find it. He probably broke it and is hiding it.
He's 14. He wanders around with shit and just sets it down in stupid places. So I'll find it in like the fucking freezer or the refrigerator or something tomorrow.
Dude, he's not lying. One time when I had my first cell phone, I lost that shit. It was gone, dude. Like, no, I didn't leave the house either, like at all. Gone. To the point where my parents had to get me a new phone. Gone. Found that shit a month later in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
In the medicine cabinet?
Yeah. It'll be, I'll go to get a fucking fork or something tomorrow, and it'll be in the kitchen drawer or someplace, you know.
How do they do that shit?
I don't know.
Incredible. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I got to pay $4 to watch this piece of garbage I own on Blu-ray.
Oh,
which I wouldn't own it, but it comes in the set and they wouldn't take it out when I asked them. So
just so you know, if that ever happened to me, I could cast to my Xbox from my computer.
Nice.
Saying, or use my computer as a controller.
Nice.
Saying, yeah,
phone as a controller.
Yeah, or your phone. Mm-hmm. Xbox. Anyway, just saying.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel to know that I watched this movie for free?
I mean,
I didn't have to pay $4 to watch it.
Yeah, wait a minute. This is annoying. Because Mikey and Ghost got it for free and they liked it. Rob,
yeah.
He's got to owe us a collective $8, I think.
Yeah. It's a little irritating, but I do take solace in the fact that you still had to watch it.
I like this movie.
It
so
wasn't
I
a
don't
punishment
know.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, my son was in the room when the movie started. He didn't last for very long, Green, this one, I'll tell you that. And he had a wise insight into the movie at the beginning in the insane asylum. When he looked at me, and he said, why does this look like an episode of Criminal Minds? Because, I mean, if only it was that good. But
see, I love the beginning of this movie.
It's dumb.
And keep in mind, I say that without the whole, you know, what happened in H2O. That aside, that completely aside.
You can't put that aside because they spend so much time with the long exposition dump from the nurse at the beginning retconning the whole thing.
Well, yeah. No, I get that. Like, I did enjoy that. I wasn't mad at that either. But I'm saying, like, the beginning of this movie, I love the setup, man. And that's one of the things that draw me to it. You get Lori. Look, I know you guys are going to shit all over Lori's shit. I understand. But, dude, she didn't want to do the fucking movie. She had to be in there. They had to work with that. You know? Like, it's just the way it was.
But they gave such an iconic character such a weak-ass death.
What were they supposed to do?
I don't know. They could have done anything else. I mean, she didn't want to be there.
She could have not kissed Michael.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
She was contractually obligated to do the film. Her only condition was that they killed her in the opening so that Lori could not be brought back in any sequels. They could have killed her in any number of ways. They didn't have to do that.
And here we are, 2018, and the new one coming out. And the next one, maybe. Okay. But then now, Rob, wait, before we move past that, I do want to ask you, because I'm sure you know, was it because she didn't like the movie that she wanted to die early?
She's called the film a joke.
Oh, wow.
And if you look at the poster for Halloween Resurrection, she's on the poster, but she has short hair like she did in H2O because she wouldn't go to the poster shoot. So they used the old photo. It's the same picture from the H2O poster. She hates this movie.
I knew she shit talked it. I was aware of that, but I didn't know if I didn't know if after the fact made her that mad. Like, I didn't know the whole.
She didn't want to do it, but her contract her contract had a clause that she would have to appear at least in a sequel if they were going to do H2O. And she really wanted to do H2O. She wanted that to be the end of Laurie's story. But the Mustafa Akkad would only let her do that if she agreed to be in a sequel. And the only terms that he had were that the writers were not allowed to kill off Michael. So they actually, the scene with the all that flashback stuff with Michael dressed as the paramedic and all that was actually shot the day after they wrapped principal photography on H2O.
That is so sad.
Yeah. Like they knew they were bringing this. They knew it was going to continue.
Oh, okay.
And John Carpenter said this movie made him sick.
H2O Damn. Was a stronger end.
Yeah. And that's what Jamie Lee Curtis wanted. She wanted that to be the end. But that was never going to happen.
And this could have come back. Here's the thing, is that if you look at this outside of the Halloween franchise, it's kind of fun. It's kind of stupid, but it's fun. It's like an objectively fun premise for a horror movie. It didn't have to be Michael Myers' house. The whole thing was faked anyway. It could have been like any generic serial killer, and it would have been fine. This could have been just like its own thing, and then I wouldn't have to tear it apart. I wouldn't have to. But it's Halloween. Like.
All right. I mean, fair points. But before I respond to that, Ghost, I do want to know my tag team partner in this, because I mean, they're just bullying me at this point.
There's cyberbullying.
I don't appreciate it. There's laws against this. Damn it. We got to get that legal team together quickly. Sign up for the Patreon.
I thought there was an HR department for this.
I'm the Cat's HR department.
Yeah, it's not going to help me at all. Shit. That's why I need to go to legal, which we don't have yet, because we need more patrons to obtain that.
Yeah, you gotta go through HR for all that, and we gotta get some cheap sons of bitches to get up off their fucking wallets and support this show in the proper way by visiting patreon.com/ because, well, it's bullshit.
Yeah, insightful, Rob. So Ghost, give me your rundown of why you like this. Like, what's the real reason you like?
The real reason I like? I mean, that's a plus side to everything is irritating the shit out of Rob. However, I don't know. I really like it. I love the 2000, like, what year did this come out? 2000, what year did it come
2001?
Out?
2001? 2002,
I think. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I just love that early 2000s feel. To the movies. Rob fucking hates it.
Yeah, those movies are all shit.
Yeah, he fucking hates all those movies. I don't know. I just really enjoy them all.
It is 2002, and by the way.
I just like the idea of the fact that they're going into, like, this house to, like, quote-unquote kind of, like, ghost hunt a little bit. Like, I don't know. I think it is a interesting premise. Is it a perfect movie? No, I'm not going to say it's a perfect movie. However, I really, really enjoy it. I think there's a difference between saying, like, hey, this movie is amazing and it's perfect and I like this movie. And I feel like I don't have to say too much about why I like this movie. I just like it. It's just a good, entertaining watch.
All right. The 2000 things thing, Rob has a point. But Rob, you have to bend the knee a little bit in the fact of, yeah, the 2000 movies were what they were. But there were a few in there, man.
Not this one.
Yeah, I'll go to bat for early 2000s movies. Right. That was like the decade of movies that I was getting into horror in.
Right. And there's just something about the vibe and like how they feel that's different.
They usually feel wrong, though.
Shut up.
Those movies are awful. That was a terrible period for films, in my opinion.
There are franchises that made that transition a lot smoother than Halloween that carried into the 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's there are definitely movies that did it better. No question at all whatsoever. So, yeah, but and I'm not arguing that this is an example of it one way or another, but the early 2000s had a few of them. Man.
There were also franchises that did it worse, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Come 100%. To think of it.
Yeah. Look at Jason X, which came out in 2001, the year before this movie did.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Jason X.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
We talked about it on an episode of Versus, Rob. They wanted to put Michael Myers in space. Dude, if they were going to update this franchise and try and modernize it and, you know, all that, like, it could have been a way worse concept than this. Can you guys at least give the concept
okay
or no?
Well, here's the thing. The concept would have been, and I said this before, it would have been better if it weren't a Halloween movie.
Why? Halloween 3 is considered a Halloween movie, and there's no Michael Myers.
And I've always said that Halloween 3 would be better if it weren't a Halloween movie, because there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, except for that they tried to make it a Halloween movie, and it didn't need to be one.
It stars Tom Atkins, and it features Michael Myers. It's a Halloween movie.
Features, he said. Wow. Okay.
Features, like, okay. 0.2 seconds on a screen somewhere.
My biggest problem, like, if you took everything before the opening credits out of this, because that's the thing, this movie got off on the wrong foot with me, because it undid my favorite part of the one before that. Like, that was the only redeeming quality of H2O, and this just retcons it right off the bat. I was already pissed off at this movie before the opening title comes up, right?
I mean, to be fair, Kat, like, they were going to bring him back no matter what.
I know they were, but I just, that's a really, it felt like a very cheap way to do it. Not a fan. If they had not done that, and that's the thing, is, like, if they had just let Halloween end, this could have been something on its own. It could have been very good. I think the concept works really well. I think this concept, riding on the back of having to undo Halloween lore to get to this point, that was always going to hold it back.
To be fair, most of the franchise does that, though. Undoes the lore of every other movie.
Yeah.
What they wanted to do with this movie, Bob Weinstein, head of Dimension Pictures, wanted to do two things with this movie. One was he wanted to make a movie that wasn't wrapped up in the Halloween lore, but they felt like they had to somehow continue it from Halloween H2O. And the other thing that he told them he wanted was a reality TV angle, because reality TV was hot at the time. And that's what the Weinsteins do. They just jump on whatever's popular at the time and try to capitalize on it.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with the, like, other than taking it from the title card moving forward, I don't think there's anything wrong with the premise. I don't think it needed to be a Halloween movie.
But even from the title card forward, it's still not a good movie.
It's not a good movie. It's a fun movie from the title card forward.
I find it incredibly boring. Like, I can't. Every time I've watched this, I can't stop looking at my phone because I'm so bored by what's happening on the screen.
I did check the time a few times toward, like, the last 20 minutes.
See, my answer to that would be, or more so the way I see it, because I see it differently than you guys. Am I going to go to bat for these characters? No, I'm not. But I Kat said it. This is a fun movie, and that's the category I put it under. I mean, we're talking Halloween, man. Like one of the most, I don't even know the exact word for it, just coherent franchise. You know, just on a shelf of its own, in its own way. The true definition of horror. And then you get this. So I get it. You know, like, it's not, I never thought of it the way Kat's looking at it, to be honest with you. Cause I've said that about the Child's Play remake. I said it about something else. Oh, the Rob Zombie Halloween. If it was its own thing, it'd have been so much better. I could see that with this, but since I liked the movie itself, it having Michael Myers in it makes it so much cooler to me. So, I don't know, guys. I feel like the characters were in the concept was entertaining without, you know, in between Myers.
And that's what I was trying to say earlier too. Like, this is not by any means a perfect movie. This is not the world's most amazing movie, but it is a fun, entertaining watch. It's a good time.
Yeah, I didn't find it to be either of those things. Well, and it doesn't. The storyline doesn't fit Halloween.
Oh no.
And that's, I think that's one of my biggest problems with it too. This isn't, it's not a Halloween movie.
It would have been better if it were something else. I'm actually, I got a book the other day. If you can imagine, I got a book. Starbucks was having a sale. If you got a drink, you could get a book for $5. So I ended up with this book that I hadn't wanted, but it's called 14 Ways to Die. And it actually, I haven't picked it up because I'm in the middle of another book right now, but it looks like it has a fairly similar premise to this movie, which I think kind of makes it, like, the premise itself doesn't bother me. It's just the placement of it.
I'm going to say one nice thing about this movie. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
I've got one nice thing to say about this movie.
Okay.
The mask looks good.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And that never happens in Halloween sequels. The mask always looks terrible. They got it right in this one.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
This had the worst mask moment for me.
Please tell me it's the afro moment.
Yeah, there is an afro on the mask at one point that looked pretty dumb. But compared to the other masks, I think this one looks really good. It's a lot better than like that alien looking fucking thing they had in 5.
It was better than the mask in 5. Overall, I don't hate the mask, but there was one, I think, fatal error in this, and it was not Michael, but it was Frank or whatever his name is.
Freddy. I know exactly what you're going to say. Go ahead and say it.
They showed someone talking under the mask, and that is something I can never unsee. They can never take that back, even though it wasn't Michael.
Not only did they show him talking under the mask, they cut the lips of the mask open so you could hear what he was saying better.
I hated that. Like, that was so ridiculous to me, and I'm never going to look at Michael Myers the same way again.
Yeah, well, the whole movie, they spend turning Michael into a bitch.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Whoa. Hold on. We'll get to that in a minute.
Hold up.
Damn. All right. I will agree with Rob 1,000,000%. I noted that down. After the opening scene, the mask is phenomenal.
Yeah, in the insane asylum, it does have an afro that looks kind of stupid.
How the fuck does that even happen? The mask was way better than H2O. We pointed out quite a few things about that mask when we did H2O.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noted that this was the perfect Michael Myers mask. And I'll go even far as saying I like it better than the remake mask.
Oh, see, I don't like it that much.
I do.
No, the one in 2018 looks perfect.
It looks great. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
For as aged and everything as it should be, I think it looks great.
It makes sense. I love it. I'm not knocking it whatsoever, but I just like that clean OG Michael. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but the Warren, it makes sense. I get it. But man, that fucking thing was cool as shit. And not only that, they did a good job of keeping him in shadows or darkness to kind of add to the mask. And the scene you guys were talking about with Busta Rhymes, they did a good job of making Busta Rhymes look like Michael Myers until he started talking. Like, it looked like Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really wish we had not seen him talking, though.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but I'm glad we could all agree this was a perfect movie, guys.
We're
on the same page.
Hmm.
Right. Perfect.
Well,
yep.
I think you're extrapolating from what I said. The mask looked good, and that was the only thing that was good.
I don't know, man. Real quick, I know we're bouncing everywhere here. You know, enjoy the show, damn it. I do want to point out, because it is one of my favorite parts of the movie. In the beginning, when with that dude in this insane asylum, the serial killer freak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that, man, because I say it all the time. This is a new audience. OG Halloween came out in 78. You know, you got a whole new audience you're trying to catch and sell Michael Myers to. And they know there's a lot of new asses in those seats. Rob's ass in a movie theater seat. Anyway, so they did a good job of kind of, you know, putting Michael Myers over to a new audience. Like, that was great. No.
It was unnecessary.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. If the new audience is too lazy to go back and watch the old movies that were actually good, fuck them.
Dude, do you know how many people that me and Ghost run into on the Friday the 13th game that have not seen one Friday the 13th movie?
It's amazing.
Fuck them.
These kids are fucking dumb, dude. You know, like they are. Fuck them kids.
I would rather have those kids confused than I would having Michael trapped on that fucking roof and that stupid booby trap thing.
Okay. But I'm talking about after that.
Oh, fucking dumb.
Okay. But dude, I loved that, man. I'm like, damn, dude, they just fucking like hearing what Myers has done and all that. Like it was that was awesome to me. I liked that scene a lot.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was fine. I don't know. Whatever.
We got one more good thing.
No, you gotta
indifferent.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. It's not. That is not the most offensive thing about this movie.
I feel like we got a point on the scoreboard, Ghost. That's what I feel like. One more
point for us.
We got booby traps, and we got fucking Busta Rhymes making Michael his bitch over and over again, and we got a fucking secret underground lair. So, you know, it's not the worst thing about this movie.
I would like to get a point for Rob and I. Can we talk about the producer and that cup of coffee she makes? I know in the grand scheme of things that there are bigger problems, but it was painful to watch her try to stir her weird cappuccino thing together after she already has whipped cream in it, and then she goes to set it on her desk and it's like dripping down the sides and it's like, oh my god. Stop it.
Clearly Tyra Banks not a coffee drinker.
No. I was gonna say it's Tyra Banks. People aren't looking at her coffee.
I was.
She probably hasn't made her own coffee in who knows how long.
Well then why would they make her make it on screen? It was mean.
Only Kat would critique coffee making. Coffee. Not for nothing. She didn't have her mad scientist set up.
So as a character point, though, it was also very weird because it's like a powerful producer really shouldn't have had to make her own coffee either. I mean,
is she really that powerful of a producer? They're putting it all together themselves.
I mean, she's in a shed.
There's
somewhere.
There's a crew of like four of them.
But she had a coffee machine. She had like that's a steamer. That's like a milk steamer.
Because it's Tyra machine. Banks and she's bougie as shit. But
could you imagine her bitching about the coffee she would have to drink?
I will say this. Look, I think this points out though what is really a huge flaw in this movie, and that is that all of these characters are one note stereotype characters.
Absolutely.
They are all dull. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about any of them. The only character that I actually half liked in this movie was the one guy who didn't give a shit. And I think that's because I had a lot in common with him. I didn't give a shit about this either.
Hey, Rob, couldn't the same thing be said for all the characters in Cabin in the Woods?
No,
not at all.
A fairer point to that. Couldn't that be said about 98% of characters in Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Or any slasher at this point.
And I agree with Rob. He's right.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said earlier, these characters, for what they are, you know, they kept me somewhat entertained.
No. The difference also between this and Friday the 13th is that's Friday the 13th. This is Halloween. This is held to a higher standard.
You're right. Those characters are not in Halloween. You're right. Okay, fair.
Also, still. I want to point out, so there was never a chance. They killed Lori off in this one. They had to. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. There was never going to be a final girl that was going to replace Lori Strode. I get it. Like, but oh my god, did they swing hard in the other direction? Because she had to be saved via I am. Like, try the window is the lamest piece of life-saving advice to ever be in a horror movie. Like, she couldn't figure that shit out for herself. Are you kidding me?
My favorite one was when she said, "Where is he?" And he just sent her the IM that said, "He's in the house." Well, fuck yeah. Where in the fucking house, dumbass?
The dude's like 12. What do you expect?
well, let's talk about that because that's a good point. I'm going to use the word liked, but it's loose. All right. Mm. I didn't mind maybe the IM thing because, dude, look what they're going for. You know, like that's what they were trying to catch the trend. That's what
I didn't mind the use of the IM thing. I just wish they would have used it a little more effectively.
I just wish the girl hadn't been so stupid. Like, you can try the window yourself, lady.
She- she really didn't want to be there to begin with. But I think the I am concept was kind of cool. The biggest thing that bothered me is that they were coming through one letter at a time.
Also, yeah, what world
does that work?
What kind of technology was that? Like, there's
that's a
no
PDA,
way.
Man. That's fucking
PDA. One
that's
letter
what it
at
is.
A time?
Well, I don't know how they came in. I never had one, but that's
not
PDA.
One at a time.
No, they don't. But still,
yeah,
there was still a
like
send
that.
Button. Like, you sent entire messages.
Hold on.
Like, was he sending one letter at a time? Like, listen, Instant Messenger was like a fucking huge thing at that time. Like, I remember being on fucking AIM constantly talking to everybody and everything, and I used to have that shit on my phone. So like, I like that they tried to incorporate that. That my biggest issue was that one letter at a time, and I know they're trying to make, you know, give some more suspense, but god damn.
See, my thing with that is, why a PDA? Like, the Razor came out in 2004, you know, like the Nextels were around. A PDA like that was the strange choice.
They were sort of big at one point in time though.
Not in 2002.
I don't know.
Definitely not in 2002.
I did not have a cell phone in 2002, so.
Well, I did. I mean, they had Nokias and, you know, all this stuff. They had, my grandfather had a little fucking Sprint Samsung thing.
Maybe they couldn't afford to put, like, fucking Blackberries or whatever in.
Yeah, Blackberries were probably out by 2002.
Yeah, maybe they couldn't afford it, you know. They had to pay Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks so much money.
I think it might be.
They had to buy her a cappuccino machine that she couldn't use.
It might be the Sony Ericsson P800, maybe. I don't know.
You're going into this way too much.
Now I'm looking this shit up, man. No, there's no reason for them to have fucking done that. But yeah, that always annoyed me. I'm like, what the hell is she using?
Also, my connection, like, if I were in a haunted ass house in the middle of nowhere, with all of the broadband being used for a streaming series, I'm not sure my phone connection would be that solid now. Like, that is wild for 2002.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing, though. The haunted house was the old Myers house, which isn't in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of a neighborhood. There's no way they hadn't torn that house down by now.
Or turned it into a museum.
Yeah, I mean, that thing. There's no way those people in that nice suburban neighborhood are going to put up with that rundown shack on the middle of their block.
The people were murdered in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that the two nerd characters are probably the two of the worst written characters in the history of all written word.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Argued with you just because of old, just because I've seen the dialogue for old, but I don't have the energy to pick on old anymore. Not today.
And by the way, worst Halloween party of all time.
Yeah.
Everybody just gather into the den and watch the internet stream.
I do like how when the first dude and chick came in and he threw her down on the desk and everything, like, and he blamed the poor kid watching the stream, like, got mad at him. Like, dude, I've been sitting here. It was funny to me. All right, guys, let's talk about the kills at least, okay? This had some pretty cool kills.
I will say a good thing about this now.
Yeah, another point.
There was the one shot of the knife that I really liked. The knife goes, like, through the body, through the wall. I was not super thrilled about that. But then it shows from the other side of the wall, the blood dripping off the edge of the CGI knife.
Too shiny.
No, but it was a good shot. It was, like, a really seriously good shot of the knife. I liked it enough that I wrote it down for my notes.
Rob, nothing? No?
I liked none of the kills in this movie.
None of them?
No. I didn't think any of them were good.
Listen, you had to pick a favorite kill when we did our Halloween special. So
yeah, I did.
Fucking find your notes. Let's go.
I remember what I picked. I picked the girl getting decapitated at the top of the stairs just because her head bounced down the stairs. But I didn't like that kill. That was just the best one in this movie. It's the best one of a crappy bunch.
camera stand kill? No,
it's the fastest slow kid.
Really?
Well, that was just lifted straight out of Peeping Tom.
But it was still done well.
No, nah, it was done better in Peeping Tom. I mean, if you're gonna lift something from a movie, do it better. Justice. Yeah.
Impaling the girl on the gate? No.
No, that was weak. All of them I thought were weak. I there wasn't any of the kills that I liked.
Yeah, I complained about the kills a little bit in H2O, but I take it back. They were not the worst.
No.
Oh no, man. I like that they gave you the dryer, the head in the dryer early. You know, I was like, it was done great.
What was the situation there? Because he would have had to step. Yeah, first of all, the kill was off screen. But he would have had to step over the body and the puddle of blood to get to the washer. And then he trips over it on the way back. Like, what?
I know.
And why did the guy, I don't understand why the second security guard who walked into the room went straight to the dryer and opened it. He didn't see his partner with no head laying on the ground.
I know.
that didn't make any sense. And then we get that stupid Michael Myers one arm slowly lowering down from some pipe. Apparently he was hiding on top of a pipe like a rat or something when the guy walked by.
He's stealthy.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. Did that shit in H2O too. It pissed me off then.
I noticed that. That was bad. Oh man, that was the weakest point of the movie to me. Like, because it's just glaring.
Oh no, that wasn't the weakest point of the movie, but it was a weak point. Yeah,
it was very weak. I was like, damn, wow.
What was with the weird use of slow motion throughout
2002?
Just fucking weird. Just out of nowhere, there would just be slow motion for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
2002.
Forgivable.
2002, yeah. Man. Garbage. I'm not saying the kills were great, but you know, I thought they were pretty, cause they gave me at least the dryer thing. Like, it looked cool. It's a head in a dryer, you know, all right, whatever. They gave it to you early though, is the important part of that for me. And I kind of liked after that throat slit, man. Cause I enjoy a good throat slit, as sadistic as that may sound.
Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm down for that. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. You know, it's old school. It fits Michael Myers. You know, that was cool. They gave you that early, too. But like Kat said, that hanging on the wall was kind of like a homage to the original.
Yeah, there was that. He gave the head tilt.
It was a straight homage. I'm going to say done better only because they were able to show you the back of it. And like Kat said, so
done better. You need to quit drinking. I don't give a shit if it's your birthday or not. You are too drunk. You're cut off.
I am.
Get out of your fucking mind.
Okay, done better. Done more extensive. Is that better?
That's more accurate, I would say. Okay. I mean, it is a bit more extensive.
It was done really well, though.
No, it wasn't done that well.
I mean, what was really to the... Other than the head tilt in the original, what's the difference?
Well, one, they had it on that stupid head cam thing that they were all wearing,
which I liked
when he did the head tilt, which was okay, but you know, shit picture quality on that thing.
It was creepier in the original, yeah, but more extensive was what I was looking for. But I did like the fucking head cams, man. It gave them a cool little aspect. No,
I mean those were fine.
Another point.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with the head cams.
So here's a thing. In concept, yes. In execution, this is the fucking shape, right? Like, they could have been using those head cam shots to a much better effect than they were. Better, yeah.
It's just like everything else in this movie. It could have been done better.
Yeah, like, they were onto something on paper that we didn't get to see on screen, I think, with the head cams.
It could have been done better. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Again, not far from perfect. See, this is kind of like my report card in high school, this movie, all right? I passed, you know?
Nah, but this movie doesn't pass, though. That's the problem.
Well, that's the thing. For me, there's a few 65s in here. I'm not gonna lie. There's a few 65s. But this motherfucker, like my report card, there's a few 70s in that motherfucker too, man. And every now and then, you got like that, what, like Jim? You know, or something like you get a high grade in that. That one thing is like, all right, that's really good. Everything else is more than passable. It about there, you know, that's where it's at. But the fun aspect.
Mm-hmm. See, it completely misses that for me. I just don't find it fun. And this movie, the other thing that I think is really frustrating about this movie is that it should have been better simply because it was made by Rick Rosenthal, who did Halloween 2. And Halloween 2 is great.
Oh, I love Halloween 2.
So how we came up with this one, I just don't know. Because the direction in this movie is not very good.
The acting also was not superb in this.
Hey, man, they had Tyra Banks, Busta Rhymes. I mean, you know, come on.
Where their budget went.
What do you expect, Kat? Not for nothing.
I don't hate Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes is always just Busta Rhymes, though.
Yeah.
You know, his best performance is Finding Forrester.
I haven't seen it.
No. He's in it.
I also want to talk about the biggest letdown for me. And it was... They got a chainsaw. They got a fucking chainsaw in there for her to just gently pet Michael with it. Like, what the fuck? That was some of the saddest chainsaw wielding I've ever seen in my entire life.
But does she look like a girl who could handle a chainsaw?
I was hoping. I was like, listen, she doesn't have brains. She doesn't have a good performance. She doesn't get good dialogue. But God damn it, she's going to get this chainsaw kill. And she did not. Even a little bit.
No.
That was like the one thing.
Trapped under a soundboard
that she had that kind of lived up to Lori, and then she just immediately ruined it.
I cannot believe she couldn't get her leg untrapped that whole time.
Yeah, and then when Busta Rhymes goes to move her, he just swats it aside.
If someone had IM'd her, like, get your leg out of there, maybe she would have known.
I hate you. God damn it. I don't know, man. Guys, this is a fun movie to me. You know, it's a Michael Myers flick. And I'm sure you guys, well, Rob probably will not agree with this, but Kat, maybe Kat, I'm sure Ghost. I love Halloween 1. I love Halloween 2. They are phenomenal movies, Mount Rushmore movies, but I do have to be in the mood.
That's fair.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be in the mood for something spectacular.
No, Rob, I know you can roll out of bed and watch it every day. I get it.
I might go put Halloween on after we finish recording this just to get the bad taste out of my mouth. Hey, oh,
wow. Hey, come on, Bison. Take it easy. But to me, this is something I can put on and just have it on. You know, and it's fun. It's a Michael Myers movie, whether either you like it or not. It's a Michael Myers movie. And, you know, Michael Myers looked great. You know, like, so it's a fun movie for me, and that's the level I put it on.
This to me is, and I told you guys this earlier, it's by far the worst movie in the franchise, and that includes the two Rob Zombie movies.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, man. Shame on you. This is, to me, the fourth best movie in the franchise.
Get the fuck out of here. Fourth
best. I'm dead serious, man. It's one, then two, even though sometimes those I like to a lot. So
too much. I mean, if you're putting it above the original, you're out of your mind.
I'm putting the original first, but there are times where I sit and go, you know, man, the second one was something else. Either way, it's one than two most days. And I got to put H2O next and then Resurrection.
What is this list? Lord. No.
That's my list, mm-mm. man.
No.
What are you two? Since you're yelling at me and everything.
Let me get
on my birthday.
Let me get Letterboxd.
So Halloween 2018, Halloween Whoa. 2. It's been a long time since I've seen Halloween 3, so I'm going to abstain from putting it on there.
Hush up, go.
Likewise, it's been a really long time since I've seen the second Rob Zombie one. I don't remember it very well. So again, I'm going to abstain.
Put it at the bottom of your list.
But see, this is going to get me into trouble because I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't say anything when Rob made the comment, but now that I'm listing them, I think the first one also comes above this, and then probably H2O, and then Resurrection. I think that's just where we're at with that.
Wow.
We have a problem, guys. I don't have the Halloween franchise ranked in my Letterboxd. I still have
my list. Did you get rid of your list you made, Rob?
Shame.
Yeah, I don't.
For shame.
Pat, see, Letterboxd lost it. Piece of
no,
shit
I don't. For some reason, it's not on Letterboxd. That's insane.
I see now, just for context, I didn't think about throwing remakes in there. I would have to watch the remake again. I might put that before H2O.
That's fair.
I might.
I mean, yeah. For me, a lot of like the Halloween movies ended up being a first watch for me when we did this Horror Life Halloween like special episode. So I'd have to go back and rewatch a lot, like half the series of the franchise to really get a good list. But I have Resurrection at 5 on my list.
What's before it?
Halloween, the original Halloween 2018, Halloween 2, and H2O.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much okay. All right.
That's, yeah.
Rob, free ball it for me.
Yeah, all right. Off the top of my head.
I'm going to be pissed off when you pick
three. Hold on. I'm looking for my list.
While Rob's looking for it, Kat, will you agree that Halloween 3 is literally on the bottom of the list?
Please.
Great, found it.
You have to.
I'd have to watch it again. I
No! It's not a Halloween movie, Kat!
This isn't a Halloween movie either.
The Michael Myers is in it. It's closer to a Halloween movie.
Michael Myers 3. Is in Halloween 3, goddammit.
Shut the fuck up, Rob. No, he's not.
All right, here's my list. Okay. Number one is Halloween, 1978. Okay. Number two, Halloween 2, 1981.
Okay.
Number three, Halloween 4. Number four, Halloween 2018.
I just fucking forgot Halloween 4 on my list. All right.
Number five, Halloween 3. Number six is Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Number seven is Halloween H2O. Number eight is Rob Zombie's Halloween. Number nine is Halloween 5. Number 10 is Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. And number 11 is Halloween Resurrection.
That's fucked up, man.
That's the complete list right there. That's the answer.
So wrong.
Kat, is it between Resurrection and 3 for you at the bottom?
Yeah.
No.
Kat. So I don't remember Rob Zombie's second Halloween movie, in all fairness. I just don't remember it at all.
It's definitely not better than the first.
It had
Halloween 3 is incredible. If ever there was a cat movie, it is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
I like Season of the Witch. What bothers me is that it really also doesn't feel like a Halloween movie, and I don't this one points for that.
It's not a Michael Myers movie. He's not in it.
I will also, it would be better if it were not a Halloween movie. Like,
it fits right into the continuity. All right.
Hold on. Yeah, it didn't retcon my favorite moment of Halloween 2, so maybe.
Don't let him bullshit you.
Was killed at the end of Halloween 2, right?
Yeah, please. Remember the engagement sword, Kat.
Oh, well, I do have a very shiny sword.
He's killed at the end of Halloween 2 in the explosion, all right?
All right.
And then Connell Cochran makes a Michael Myers robot and sends him back to Haddonfield in Halloween 4.
Yeah.
That's how it works. No. That's right. How it fits in.
Just for that alone, it should be less.
Sounds a lot like if they put Michael Myers in space.
And it's got Tom Atkins in it playing a functional alcoholic doctor who, for some reason, decides to investigate a murder, but then immediately sleeps with a woman who's half his age.
I am going to reluctantly say that this is more of a Halloween movie than Season of the Witch.
Thank you.
Season of the Witch is about somebody who wants to kill children by harnessing the power of Stonehenge, for God's sake.
Although I might Season of the Witch, I might watch again sooner.
Rob's description of that movie literally sounds like an Ernest Scared Stupid movie. It literally sounds like there's a sequel. Come on, Rob, stop. Well, here we are.
Ladies, learn how to use your chainsaws. Like,
facts. Facts. Get out there in the yard, start swinging it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Well, I can't follow that. It should have been safe for the Manscaped ad.
You can just cut that and use it for the Manscaped ad and then leave it in at this part too.
There you go. There.
I'm tired of talking to you guys about this because
I've been tired of talking to you for a long time.
We're on different pages of it. I will take as a win that Kat said this is more of a Halloween movie than 3.
Yeah, I feel betrayed by Kat.
I'm sorry.
I just remembered we got a Portnoy this fucking thing.
We do, but I have some facts I want to drop real quick about this that we didn't talk about.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
The first one is that the lead actress, she actually couldn't scream. You know, they've got that scene where she screams.
And it breaks the glass for some reason.
It breaks the glass and everybody's super impressed. That wasn't her. She couldn't scream really at all. So all of her screams were dubbed in the movie.
That would be me. I don't.
It was originally had a few different titles. The first one was Halloween Homecoming. And then Halloween H2K. And then Halloween MichaelMyers.com.
Oh, my God. That's the one.
Before they settled on Resurrection.
That's going to be the name of my new Halloween fan fiction. You can check it out at Slasher Radio.
How the hell would they make the website? There, nothing. Yeah.
There was going to be a sequel to this one called Halloween Retribution, and it took a couple of different forms before they ditched the idea altogether. Freddy figured prominently in one of them. He was going to be part of like a Michael Myers survivors group sort of thing. And they were hoping to bring back Josh Hartnett and all the other people who had survived Michael Myers in previous films. But they ditched that. One of the main reasons was they didn't think Josh Hartnett would want to come back because he, at that time, apparently was already popular. I don't know how famous he ever really got. And in the other, the opening scene of Halloween Retribution was going to be Michael arriving at Freddy's hotel and murdering him in the hotel room.
I'm glad that Busta Rhymes didn't make another appearance in this. Like, you don't want to get your spokesman as Busta Rhymes, because then, you know, here comes, you know, Leprechaun in the Hood, and you know, like which worked for the Leprechaun. Don't do that to Michael Myers. It'd have been way more pop culture than it needed.
This movie has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 12.
Yeah,
get
I
the
saw
fuck
that.
Out of here, really?
Yeah. Percent. Yeah. I got it from Vudu, which actually lists the Rotten Tomatoes score before you rent it. And I was like, oh, boy. 12.
78% of you motherfuckers can go screw yourselves. Really?
All right. Well, 12? this last thing that I have is just for Mikey on his birthday.
Oh, shit.
Kane Hodder was the Michael Myers stunt double in this Vancouver shot film.
Shut up.
So oh, happy birthday,
mean.
Mikey.
Oh,
you know, I knew that played Michael Myers stunt. Yeah, I was aware of that. I did not know it was this fucking movie.
Yep, it was this movie, which they shot in Vancouver, which is, as we know,
double
in
whammy there.
Yeah, as much as that is going to make it burn when I pee for a couple days. The Canada thing does piss me off more. I'm not going to lie. And it's well documented how I feel about Mr. Kane Hodder. Why Canada? Why
there you Canada? Go. Happy birthday.
Why do you do these things to me?
When I saw He's that, I was so happy.
It is 3:19. It is no longer your birthday in California time.
Well, it is somewhere, damn it. I don't know what country and continent it is.
I was hoping maybe it would like make Hawaii, you feel maybe? Better if you no. didn't learn about the Vancouver thing on your birthday.
Until I go to sleep, it's my birthday. That's all the right. way worse. But God damn it, man. Honestly, Rob, no bullshit. You just made me never look at this movie the same again.
When I came across that little factoid about Kane Hodder and then saw it was shot in Vancouver, I got a bit of a chub. I'll tell you, I was just so excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to drop this on him at the end of the episode.
Holding it in the whole time.
Unlike his farts in the movie theater. Anyway, dude, I love My Bloody Valentine. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Whenever since I found out the fucking thing was filmed in Canada, when I watch it, I will think of that at one point or another.
I don't know how you didn't know that was in Canada when you were watching it.
I don't know.
That is the most Canadian film I've ever seen.
I block out, dude. I don't know what it is with me in Canada. I wish I could tell you. I know we have Canadian listeners. We love you guys. I'm sorry. I cannot fucking stand Canada.
And get over there and donate some of that worthless Canadian money to our Patreon, you cheap bastards.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't know it was this movie for Kane Hodder either.
Part of me feels like he's lying.
No, he wouldn't have said it otherwise, although that would be genius.
He wouldn't want to look like he was wrong.
I mean, yeah, I've never been wrong.
Well, no, you have. You have.
Those are just the facts.
You really fucked me good. Like, how the hell I finally stuck it to you and made you watch Halloween Resurrection, and this is how it ends.
My pick is coming up in a couple of weeks, guys. Get ready.
All the momentum is gone now. It's gone. It's fucking gone.
All right. Well, I feel like my job is done here. We going to Portnoy this?
No, yeah, I was going to say it's not done yet. You pissed me off one more time. Canada. Who wants to go first? I'm not even having fun anymore. So let's get this over with. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I give this movie, I'm trying to avoid a rethink, because I don't want to be too overzealous here, but I'm going to give Halloween Resurrection an 8.5.
What? I feel like I'm going to be in trouble if I read the number that I wrote down.
Is that 8.5 in American or Canadian?
It's both. It was 8.5, damn it.
Wow.
There you go.
So I gave it a 5.3.
That's better than I thought it would be. All right.
Well, all right.
I can live. I can live. All not right. happy.
Well, but I can I'll live. Take it. I was really scared. Part of me wanted to go first, and then it was like, no, because I need to know how much trouble I'm in. And then you gave it an 8.5, and it's like, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble for this.
Kat always does that shit. She's like, oh, you're going to be so mad. And it's like, I'm thinking like a fucking 3.
No, I'm reasonable.
You are.
You guys Kat. Are going to be mad at me.
Hold on.
I'm not.
Don't lube it up yet. Take it easy. I'm putting this off as long as I can. What's wrong? Ghost, what's your Portnoy for this thing?
I had to think about it and balance it out because, like, yeah, there's some things that are not so great about it, but it is a really fun watch. So I'm going to give it a 5.8.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You need to go back and rethink, Ghost.
What? You're not on my fucking team anymore. You just got cut. You're cut. That's it.
Why?
No. A 5.4.
5.8.
Whatever. Same thing.
Oh. Listen, I agree. I think it's a really, really, really fun watch, and I really love this movie, but that doesn't mean that it gets like a fucking 10 out of 10.
Kiss my ass, traitor.
Wow.
Damn. That might piss me off more than what Rob's about to say. Maybe.
How?
Because I know his is going to be low.
Ghost, I'm trying to be honest.
If you convert to Cabin in the Woods fan really fast, you can join a team with me and Rob. Like,
she's already likes the damn movie.
I do like the movie.
All right.
Shouldn't have been on my team in the first place because of that.
Sorry, Mike.
Team.
Happy birthday.
It's cool down here.
The end of this episode really crumbled for me just now. What the hell is going on?
I mean, I wanted to give it a higher score, but then I was like, there are some things that are not so great about the movie. That's true.
Too late.
Talking it through. Mm-mm. Had you asked me like 2 days ago when I watched it, it probably would have been higher.
No, I don't want to hear it. Too late.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, guys, you can listen to us on iTunes and catch us on Twitter.
You don't want my number, huh?
He's mad because we're already not Slasher Radio approved and he doesn't think you're going to give it above a 5.
You'd have a better chance of pulling a pearl out of my ass than getting this Slasher Radio approved. Honestly. I knew that going in. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
All right. So, taking everything into consideration, the mask looks cool.
He's trying to make it sound good.
The retconning of Halloween H2O's ending, the stupid booby trap, the lame-ass death that they gave to Lori, the number of times they turned Michael Myers into Busta Rhymes' bitch, the stupid hidden underground layer of Michael Myers, this movie gets a 2.1.
Oh, come on! Okay.
I was thinking like mid-threes.
I need a cigarette. Wait a minute.
If only it was mid-threes, Cap. But this movie does not rate a mid-threes rating.
How?
This is a 2.1.
How? There's no way you mean that.
It's a bad movie, Mikey. This is a bad movie. And it should feel bad. And you should feel bad.
Oh, my God.
It can't be. It can't be a 2.1.
What did you give bad CGI sharks? Is this?
I don't know.
I don't remember off the top of my head. It might be lower.
All right.
I need some time to myself after this episode. This backfired so bad.
You knew I wasn't going to rate this thing high.
I honestly.
There's no way.
I did not. I was shocked when 2 came out of your mouth, even with knowing. Even though.
I figured it got 3 points just for being a Halloween movie.
Right? You would think, right?
No.
All right.
For having Michael Myers in the best Michael Myers form you could possibly ask for, appearance-wise.
For taking the legacy of such a great movie like John Carpenter's Halloween and turning it into this, it gets a 2.1.
For it being the movie that replaced Michael Myers going to space should be at least a 3.
No. I would honestly, I think I'd rather see Michael Myers in space.
He's so full of shit.
You don't mean that. Now you're being spiteful. Look at what you made yourself say. You happy now?
He's always happy.
He's
always
right
proud
now.
Of himself.
Yeah. A little bit. Not I as bet- proud as I was in that movie theater. Yeah,
I bet he's got the same smirk on his face right now when he was gassing those kids out of those seats. Jesus Christ. Well, there goes my birthday. Is
Happy
there
birthday, Mikey.
Is. Yeah, thanks, guys. This is great. Catch us on Twitter, guys. Go follow us. it's at Slasher Radio. We got a Twitch. I whoop ass on Friday the 13th on that bitch. Go check it out. It's at twitch.tv/Slasher Radio. Make sure you check out our Patreon, where you can hear more of me being miserable on this damn godforsaken show.
Fucking freeloaders, get over there. Kids gotta eat.
And the attack beetle.
Mm-hmm, and the dog, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently Rob needs a new PlayStation controller. Yeah. And I'm at Mikey's Dead. Just leave me alone at this point.
No, everybody get over there, tell him happy birthday and give him your rating of Halloween Resurrection.
No, I don't want to hear it. Cats was the only one, Ghost, the only one that I had any sort of feel-good moment about, and she hates the damn movie.
I don't hate it. I kind of.
It's closer to hate than like.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Rob, where are they finding you?
I'm on Twitter at RadioRob123. You can listen to my other show, This Horror Life, which I do with Ghost, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio.
Rob, would you consider changing your Twitter handle to AssBlaster123?
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'd be amazing.
It's not an everyday thing. It's just when the fucking kids don't shut up.
When the bat signal goes into the sky, though, you're there, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do to get some peace and quiet when you're watching a movie, even if it is a terrible movie.
I feel bad for your son. He's in there bothering you, just start ripping ass.
Yeah, yeah. Go in the other room. No.
It's a poor dog. Oh, man. Oh, Kat, where are they finding you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kat_Velour, VOLEUR. You can also check out the channel that I write for on YouTube, Blood Binge.
There you go. This is, ladies and gentlemen, the part where I usually thank the guest for coming on the show. And, Ghost.
Mike, I backed you up the whole fucking time. Don't start with me just because I gave it a score lower than what you wanted.
And then at the end, you shoved it in.
I'd like to thank you for being here tonight, Ghost.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, Kat. Fuck you, Rob.
Hey! Wow. I'm always so nice to her.
You gained a couple points back with that one. Ghost, I guess I appreciate you being on. It didn't quite work out for me. Let everybody know where they can find you on Twitter and stuff.
You can find me on Twitter at GhostDJ with a zero. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/GhostDJ with a zero. Sometimes I stream.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm on that stream whooping ass.
Facts.
Yes. Anyway, so this was a travesty that occurred here today. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to check us out next week. Good night from Slasher Radio and Trick or treat, motherfucker.
God damn it.
Oh. I had one, man. I had one. Yes. That's a little bit of redemption.
Yes. Oh.
I feel a little better.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.